I just want to thank you all for coming, and I just, from so many things that Jim said there resonate with me, because like the DCN team, we are just a bunch of volunteers, and we are so privileged that despite people having such busy lives and having so many things going on in their own lives, that so many people continue to choose to support Join Our Boys. I think everyone knows that we all wish that none of us were here. We all wish this wasn't happening, but it's... Sorry, I'm getting upset, I'm tired. We're just so grateful to everybody. And I think that for those people, I spoke to a couple of people earlier that who had never done a marathon before, and I know, I suppose I can speak most about the experience that Mary Corsh and I had last year. And without Sinead Gannon, none of this would be happening. Sinead and Frank have been amazing to the boys and the trust from day one. And I think part of the challenge I know I had is I didn't believe in myself. I didn't believe that I could do this. And being part of a team helped me through that, and following the training plan. And just as Jim was saying, I know we did the 20 miler from Athlone to Roscommon last year, and we were gone home, like, this is great. And then suddenly you weren't doing anything. It was, we've got to speak to Sinead, this is wrong. I mean, does Sinead really know what she's doing? Like, she doesn't really know about walkers. She can only do runners. That's why this is a problem for us. But I am telling you, if you or any of your friends are in doubt about doing this, when you start talking to them and sending the message out that we need more support this year, I would say to you, I've been very privileged in my life. I've worked hard. I've worked with amazing people, amazing clinicians, all kinds of people. I've travelled widely. And I would always say the best thing I'd ever done before in my life was have our children. I am telling you with my hand and my heart, the second best thing I've ever done is the Dublin City Marathon. It's at the most extraordinary event, and we were blown away. I mean, Sinead told the lovely story of Maeve and her family, whose her brother had lived with Duchenne, the playing the drums and all of that. And Maeve's been down to Roscommon since. And when we saw her and so many other people, there were people shouting out to us and the other people taking part for Join Our Boys. You know, they were shouting out, go Team Archie. They were shouting to me, Corcha Mary, go Mammy, we've seen Archie, he's fine, don't worry about him, just keep going, keep moving. And a lot of that publicity was generated through the Faces, what was that campaign, Jim? Thousand Faces last year. We're not going to have that this year. That was really, really incredibly helpful to us and the cause. So what we're going to be relying on is people taking part, telling everybody. Sorry, Laura's just, please just hold it closer. People spreading the word, because if we can get people who are part of running clubs to tell other people and join us, even if people feel that they don't want to raise money, that's fine, but they might choose to wear a t-shirt to raise awareness, maybe have a coffee morning at work. The biggest challenge we have is that Duchenne muscular dystrophy is the biggest genetic killer in the world, but people don't know about it. I'm a nurse, I'd never heard of it. So even by raising awareness, you're doing an amazing, amazing thing. And things are really progressing fast in the clinical field. Not fast enough, obviously, as fast as we'd like them to happen, but things are happening. And the clinician, the scientists are really close to a breakthrough. And we'd like to be part of that. We want to be part of the solution. And by helping Archie, George and Isaac, you're helping everybody with Duchenne, because this community has done... an organisation in America called PPMD has told me personally that they think that the community of Roscommon has done more to raise awareness of Duchenne than any other organisation in the world. And that's crazy, because we're a bunch of volunteers that really, despite what Paul says, you know, we're on a wing and a prayer most of the time, because we all have jobs and we have other commitments and we're very, very busy people without this in our lives. So just want to say a huge thank you to everybody. You have no idea, and you never will have any idea how much we appreciate and value you. And as we say, we never have the words to thank you. So thank you for coming. If you would like a training plan or to talk to anybody, you can talk to Sinead. You can ring me or Sinead, speak to anybody. There are so many members of the Harriers that have been so good to us, continue to be so good to us, and we're very grateful for that. And we're very grateful for Archie, because really he's our leader. Everything we do, we take our lead from Archie. And we just want to say thank you to Jim for everything.
And you won't know this, Jim, but in Roscommon we really like our food. We love food. And we just got you a little hamper of treats. So Archie's going to present that to you now. And also, when we did the 20 miler last year, everybody who did that got a Team Archie medal. So we'd like to present that to you as well. So thank you so much.